The KJS Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
Welcome to the third and final hour of the show, and you are just in time to meet our next guest. Of course, Matthew Whitaker is a 23-year-old pianist who, by the age of 13, became the youngest ever artist to be endorsed by Hammond and Yamaha at the age of 15. Dr. Lonnie Smith, the late Hammond B3 organ legend, referred to him as his grandson, bestowing him one of his organs. Of course, Matthew has performed at venues including Carnegie Hall, the Kennedy Center, Lincoln Center, and the Apollo Theater, opening up for Stevie Wonder at his induction at the same venue. Matthew has three albums under his belt and now introduces his latest project, On Their Shoulders, an organ tribute, which is exactly just that, an organ tribute by arguably the best young Hammond players on the international scene, and remembers and pays tribute to the forefathers of this incredible instrument. Kofifi FM, please help me welcome Matthew Whitaker. Good afternoon. Welcome to the show and welcome to South Africa. A pleasure to be with you today.
Thank you. It's an honor to be on here. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us. You know, Matthew, I want to start, by the way, thank you for that amazing introduction. Really incredible, exclusive here for the KJS Show. I want to start from the beginning. You know, I mean, who is Matthew Whitaker and where does your story begin with jazz?
Great question. So I first started when I was 3 years old. My grandfather gave me my first keyboard at the age of three. And I taught myself nursery rhymes at that age. And when I was five, I got into classical piano with the FMDG Research Draw for the Blind and Visually Impaired. And when I was about 7 years old, I got into jazz music. My dad played jazz for me for the first time on the radio. And ever since then, it's been my favorite genre to play and listen to. And over the years, I've gotten to other instruments like bass and drums and clarinet and also organ as well. And we'll be talking more about that later as well. But by the age of nine, I taught myself how to play the Hammond organ. And I've been touring the world ever since I was about, I think, 11 years old right now. Mm. And I'm now 23 years old. I just turned 23 back in April, April 3rd, and I'm blessed to be here.
And taking into consideration, you know, that you were born with a condition that Stevie Wonder had as well, which certifies you as blind, please give us insight, you know, into your unique perspective when it comes to creating music.
One thing I tell people all the time is, you know, I don't let my disability stop me if I'm doing what I love to do. And when it comes to creating music, you know, I just do what I do just now. You know, I basically just improv. I just choose whatever instrument I want to play.
Yeah.
And I just improv, you know. You know, or to be some rhythmic idea or whatever. But, and if I like the idea, I just, you know, just go for it and just see what happens. And as far as creating, like, the initial sketch, I normally start with drums first, and then I do other instruments on top of that. But mostly I start with drums first.
What were some of the challenges, you know, that you experienced when you started out as a musician? Yeah, considering that your musicianship wasn't really like the others.
I just one challenge for me was when I was younger, you know, trying to find a place for me to learn and grow. And in fact, it was a long time before we found FMDG because other stores would be like, oh, he's too young, or he's blind, or we never taught a blind person before, or we forgot, or we don't have any resources to teach him. And, you know, and then we finally found FMDG when I was 5. And even then they said, oh, he's too young, but bring him in anyway. So, and after the first lesson, it was like, oh, let's bring him in. So I became the youngest at 5. You know, similarly, when I was getting education, you know, trying to find schools that would be accommodating for me, both, you know, growing up and, you know, when I was in college as well, trying to find colleges, you know,
yeah.
Same exact thing.
We are this Sunday joined by 23-year-old Matthew Whitaker, who is a young pianist from Hackensack, New Jersey, and has navigated the world with a condition they call retinopathy of prematurity, ROP, if you may, which has led him to be blind, of course, similarly as Stevie Wonder was. And I want us to go back, you know, to Jersey for a little bit, Matthew.
Yeah.
And what was it like growing up in New Jersey, you know, and what eventually, you know, led you to the piano?
Growing up in Jersey, honestly, it's still, you know, really fascinating to me, like, you know, learning about, you know, what's around you and you know, and history and all that stuff. And honestly, for me, when it comes to piano and stuff, I've loved music since I was little. You know, for a long time, I couldn't speak, and music really gave me a way to connect in the world.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was able to really, you know, communicate through music. And I really didn't start talking until I was about 3 years old.
Yeah. Of course, it was in 2017, you know, you released your debut project, Out of the Box, which featured many wonderful musicians such as Christian McBride, Will Calhoun, Sammy Figueroa, and many others. You know, let's go back to that and that experience. Yeah. What were some of the highlights for you?
Wow. Well, to be able to record my very first album back then, like that was really fun to do. And shout out to everybody involved.
Yeah.
Ray Chu and Andre Betts and everybody else involved, the band, all the guests. Thank you guys so much. And yeah, it was honestly like a really fun project to do. I wanted to record an album with a version of music, and once that was out, I really wanted to see what would happen next. So we did Now Hear This and Connections, and now we're on to On Their Shoulders in Origin Tribute.
Yeah, of course. And the year is 2024 and the brand new project, you know, On Their Shoulders, where you pay homage, you know, to the icons of the Hammond, like Jimmy Smith and Charles Erland and Joey DeFrancesco, including Dr. Lonnie Smith, amongst others. Let's talk about this project and why you...
Too.
Yeah, yeah. Why was it so important, you know, for you to remember these icons?
So I feel like, you know, especially in jazz, you know, no one really does tribute albums that much. And, you know, I think the inspiration behind it was, I think a friend of mine was showing me some of their favorite songs by Jimmy Smith. And they were playing one song in particular called The Organ Grinder's Swing, and I was like, oh well, I haven't heard that song in a long time, maybe I should arrange that. Next thing you know, here I am with my parents and my manager, and we were talking about, you know, stuff that would happen in the future, and we were thinking about doing another album, and it was like, oh, why don't we do a album with arrangements, and, you know, paying a tribute to some of your favorite organ heroes. And, you know, we started thinking, and, you know,
yeah,
let's do Jimmy Smith, and let's do Dr. Lonnie Smith. And, you know, over time, we chose the other artists, you know, Twenty Clark, Charles Erland, and Joey DeFrancesco.
Mm.
And I'm really, really happy with how the album turned out. Shout out to my band, and also shout out to Andre Betts for mixing the whole album with me, and Dave Darmington for mastering, and everybody that's involved with press and all the, and everybody else behind the scenes as well. Really means a lot. And this album is essentially a tribute to my favorite organ heroes, and I hope to continue and do other ones for piano and drums and other instruments as well.
We'll be right back. course, Kofi, if you were still in conversation with Matthew Whitaker on the show this Sunday, he is our musical guest on the weekly Page 3 feature. And throughout the conversation, we've also been listening to some of his music of his latest project, On Their Shoulders, an organ tribute, which he remembers the icons of the Hammond organ and reimagines some of their classic music. And we're really happy that you could join us this afternoon, of course. And Matthew, let's remember, yes, you know, Dr. Lonnie Smith and your relationship with him and some of the lessons that you've learned from him.
Of course. I would say one thing that he does to everybody is he always calls people his grandson. You know, he would always call me his grandson. He would also always invite me on stage to play with his band during his shows. You know, one thing that stuck with me with Doc was when he would always say, "Hey, just always, you know, do you and just be you and don't be afraid to express yourself." And you know, one thing that he does a lot is no matter what, he always tells a story with his organ playing, you know. So I always try to do that no matter what I do. And when he passed away, he wanted me to have his organ. So which is currently upstairs in our house, and it sounds really good. I love playing it, and it was really generous of him and his family to give me the organ.
Oh, beautiful! Really,
thank
really
you.
incredible stuff. But I want to know, you know, where to from here. For Matthew, you know, are there any new projects or collaborations that you're particularly excited about?
Yeah, so I'm currently working on a project with Alvin Ailey. It's a dance company.
Yeah.
And I'm currently working with a choreographer. Her name is Hope Boykin.
Yeah.
And we're doing an original piece called Finding Free. I did all the music for it. And we're currently in rehearsals now with the dancers, and we're going to be premiering the show live twice in December. For the first time, opening night is December 13th and the matinee performance is the 14th. Those dates are in December.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited of how the music turned out, and what's cool is if the store's on tour, we'll be able to share the music that we played in the studio, and the dancers will be able to dance along with that. But for the live shows, we'll have the live band and we'll have the dancers all together. So
yeah,
that'll be really fun to do.
Yeah.
And what else? I would love to continue to compose and arrange, and I want to, you know, get into more producing, not just for me, but for other people as well. I also want to continue arranging and doing more more movie stores or soundtracks, and do stuff for film and stuff like that. I've done stuff before, including some. Sorry, I'm gonna start that over. I've done some film work before, including one that is currently streaming on Hulu called Starteisha. And the other one is currently streaming on allarts.org called About Tomorrow.
Yes.
It's taught about tomorrow. And I want to do more film storing. And what else? More music directing. I would love to continue to do music directing as well. Last year, I was able to do a music role last year where I was the music director for this music role called Billy Strayhorn, Something to Live For.
Yes.
It was a tribute to the jazz pianist Billy Strayhorn. It was done in Pittsburgh last year, and I hope to continue with that and do other projects in that as well. So a lot, really, and you know, honestly, wherever whatever God says, you know.
Yes.
You know, I always follow.
Absolutely. And before you and I wrap up our conversation this Sunday, having overcome, you know, so much at such a tender age, what would you, you know, Which advice, maybe, you know, would you give to young musicians who are either disabled or facing similar challenges and want to pursue their musical dreams? What would you say to somebody who's listening right now and thinks, I could never do this because I struggle with that, you know?
Got you. Follow your dreams. Do not let anyone tell you you can't do something. Have fun and just be you.
Yeah. Yeah. Have fun and just be you. And I think we'll leave it there, you know. And of course, congratulations, Matthew, on an incredible moment in your career with this tribute project. And what an incredible, you know, a young man you are. And I really celebrate you. And I know the listeners of the KJazz Show really are there with me when I say you are incredible. And we wish you all the best. And of course, you know, we look forward to hearing more of you. And you're always, by the way, welcome to come by and stop by, you know, come back here and stop by for a chat, you know, about the next adventure of Matthew Whitaker.
Yes, thank you.
Of course, thank you for joining us. He is New Jersey native pianist and composer Matthew Whitaker, and he was on the KJazz Show.